Larry Flanagan, General Secretary, Educational Institute of Scotland. The EIS recognises that the GCVI have recommended age groups as the next stage for the rollout of the vaccine. Its main argument around this has been organisational efficiency. It's quicker to do it. But here in Scotland, the Scottish Government don't have to follow that advice. They didn't first time around when they chose to prioritise care homes. And we're arguing that they should have some flexibility around prioritising education staff. Part of the reason for this is because if we want to see schools open and pupils return to face-to-face teaching, then we have to ensure we have the right number of staff in schools. And the simple fact of the matter is that we have, on average, 1,500 staff missing from schools every week because of COVID illness or COVID-related self-isolation. At one stage, that rose to 2,500. So it was short-sighted on the part of government not to think about using the vaccine priority as a way of reducing that figure and ensuring there is some continuity of education to young people. This is potentially particularly important to senior phase pupils, for whom the timeline towards their qualifications is already under huge pressure. So we have written to the Scottish Government and we've written to the political parties suggesting that they should reconsider the Scottish Government position and actually move to prioritise education staff as part of the phase two of the vaccine rollout.